Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you happen to be listening, you are listening to the Better Living Daily Radio Show. I am your host, Karen Memis, and today is March 10th, 2016, day before my oldest child's birthday. He will be a whopping 22 tomorrow. Oh my goodness. Here we are. you know, wasn't it just you know, a couple years ago, he was a baby, but it passes. It passes very quickly, folks, I will tell you. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Somebody very, very wise when I had small children said, the days are long and the years fly by, and no truer words were spoken. These kids, they just grow up on you. It's amazing how quickly it happens. So 20 years, you never think 20 years is going to fly by, but they do. And the next thing you know, you've got a senior in college and a freshman in college and a sophomore in high school. And that's some crazy business. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Oh, goodness. We are here to talk about creative declarations and adventures today. That's the title of the show. And, pardon me, excuse me. You know, I've shared before that there's a couple of questions that are kind of directing my life right now. And those are basically, what do I want and who do I want to be? And it's not necessarily what I want in terms of things, although there are a few things there. I think we all have a few things we want. My wants have more to do with writing and traveling, improving our home, paying off at home. In the best of circumstances, having a second home in a warm place where I can go in the winter. Being a wife and mom, the best one I can be, helping our children graduate from college debt-free. We're very close on one. So, shoo on that. But I also want to help those in need, particularly mothers, and I want to change the world. Who doesn't want to change the world, right? We all want to change the world for the better in every way that I can. And it sounds lofty and wonderful, and while there's so much going on that's helping me go in that direction. Some days, just the littlest things can throw you off. And I want to say hi to Anne and Casey in the chat room. And I know they'll both relate to this because I know they're both big dog lovers. And I only have one, and both of them have multiple, I believe, both have multiple puppies in their house. This week, what threw me off has been dog barf. And I will be using the term barf because all the other terms for it kind of gross me out. So make my stomach turn and all that stuff. So I struggle with barf of all kinds. And fortunately, knock wood, when my kids were little, they were very good about hitting the bucket, as we called it. It was a plastic garbage can in our house, which had several plastic grocery bags in it, because that way all I had to do was tie it up and throw it away. There was no rinsing out for this mom. With the addendum to my children that if there was no can within reach, you're better off to get sick in your bed because I'm not going to be able to clean it out of the carpet. So anyway, Dog barf is worse for me than human. It really is. And Sunday, my oldest son was home for the weekend, and he gave the dog a bath, which he always does right before Easter for me. That's one of the things he does for me to help prepare for Easter. And Sunday night, she barked in her cage and she sat in it. And we have since cleaned her up multiple times, and we cannot get rid of the smell. She's even had a second bath, and I can still smell it on her. So we're looking into having her professionally bathed, but I'm not sure I can get her in as quickly as I would like. So I may be giving her a third bath just to see if I can finally get rid of that smell. No matter what we do, I've even wiped her down with dryer sheets and all that kind of stupid stuff. And it's still not working. But it's just crazy. So entirely too much of my week has been taken up with me trying to make the dog smell better and hence my house smell better. But it's kind of a metaphor for my life. Okay, and I have to, Casey has suggested that I let the dog take a shower with me. Okay, my dog is terrified of water. So water coming from the sky in a shower would not be good. Plus, she's not supposed to go upstairs, which is the only shower that we have. We only have a tub on the first floor. And so she'd be freaked out anyway. So that would be hysterical anyway. So, but back to the subject at hand, is, you know, recently, because of the creativity boot camp I was in, I declared what I want in a big way. And a big part of that was writing books and publishing them. And it was as a result of being challenged by the creativity coach in our boot camp. But she also had a caveat to that said, beware, because once that genie's out of the bottle, things were going to start happening. And boy, was she right, because as I sat writing the notes for today's show, I was exhausted. And it was last night, and it was after dinner, and it was after my middle son is volunteering. So his friend's mom, he's volunteering with a friend, and the friend's mom and I are carpooling. So after taking him back to campus last night, I sat down at my typewriter and started my notes for today. I was a little behind, what can I say? But I was in a seminar learning all kinds of things. I actually had two webinars that I was scheduled for. I had one, and then another one that was related to some training that I'm going to do popped up. So I actually had two webinars that I was signed up to do at the same time. So I put one in one room with a tape recorder while I participated in the other. It was crazy. So yeah, welcome to my life. And which was hilarious, as I said. She said things were going to happen, and they are. So I felt like I was going in seven different directions last night, and I was exhausted. And we all start every day with intentions, right? With intentions to do everything we should, do it the right way, do it quickly, get it all done. We have these lists that are a mile long, you know, all that good stuff. And we call them plot twists. A couple of the groups that I'm in, we call them plot twists, and the plot twists just come again and again and again. And, you know, sometimes they stink like dog barf. And sometimes they're blessings, but, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter whether they stink or they're blessings. You're exhausted. And, I'm getting normal amounts of sleep. I had one short night, but, you know, my normal amounts of sleep, not Casey nights where she doesn't sleep much at all, a couple hours. I need way more than that. But anyway, you know, I'm getting my normal or good sleep for me, and it's still not enough. And, you know, it got me thinking that there's basically two kinds of exhaustion. There's, you know, when you're doing things that are just sucking the life out of you, and I have got it to the point where I don't do a whole lot of things that suck the life out of me anymore. I think that was a gift of turning 50. I started to just say, you know what, I don't want to do that anymore. And I don't. Now, there are things here and there that I still do that aren't my favorite things to do, but I've made peace with a lot of that. I used to hate doing laundry. I'm still not a huge fan, but you know what? It is what it is. It means I have clothes to wear. That's pretty much how I look at it. And here I've been talking to Anne, and she wasn't even here completely. But now she has sight and sound, she said. So welcome, Anne. Glad you made it. So, you know, the other kind of exhaustion, it's not the soul-sucking kind. It's the kind where you're being challenged, where you're stretching so far that you think you might break. But at the same time, you know in your heart that what it's really doing is it's stretching you to become a better version of yourself. And that's the one I've got right now. So I'm not complaining about the exhaustion, just kind of acknowledging it. And sometimes when you acknowledge it, it's a lot easier to deal with it. You know, not thinking about it. You can't not think about it when you're exhausted. You really can't. But, you know, it. Part of it comes from that declaration that I made of publishing books. And what I didn't make public in the group, and I'm making public now, so I'm kind of scaring myself with that, is that there are a lot of marketing strategies beyond publishing, especially when you self-publish, especially when you write nonfiction, that really help you with income generation. And that part it's tripped me up in the past. And, you know, I believe in the words that I'm inspired to write, and I believe the information that I share is really helpful to other people because it's really helped me. But I have this problem that I'm getting over about making money from it. And I think that's kind of a disease of the creative, is that most of us create because it's part of who we are, and we struggle to understand the best way to put a price on what we do. Couple that with the fact that I've been a stay-at-home mom that hasn't gotten a paycheck in over 20 years, and then I'm really in a pickle, right? I have a lot to learn. But, you know, as a writer, I haven't invested a lot in my materials, but not like painters, but I still have, what I'm learning is I need to invest in myself. I need to stretch myself in other ways and invest in myself. And, you know, we can all mass produce our work, but what is my time worth? I don't know. It's a very hard thing where if you're an accountant, you're going to get paid a certain amount of money depending on your education and your experience. It doesn't always work that way in the world of creatives. You know, you can get lucky with a book and sell a million of them. You can have an incredible work and sell 100 of them. You just never know. And it's a tricky thing. And it's often why creatives work for free, because we can't figure it out. And we wonder if we're ever going to see success, you know, before we pass from this earth, hopefully. But, you know, we do wonder about it. And, you know, then occasionally something wonderful happens. You know, you find kindred spirits. You find people who encourage your talent, which is a big deal in our world, because there's plenty of critics out there, people. Trust me, if you write, if you paint, if you create anything, there's plenty of people to tell you you're not good enough. And this boot camp that I've been in twice now, and the salon that I'm in now, that's not what it is. You know, we are all about encouraging one another, and it's been amazing to see the proliferation of work that has come out of people because they're being encouraged. They're terrified when they first put something out there, that somebody's just going to slam it, and we don't do that. We encourage people, and we encourage them to make it better and to make themselves better and to keep producing. And it's amazing to see how people have started to just bubble up and be something incredible with all this encouragement going on, because it's not something we're used to. In school, it's not what we got. We were always critiqued, and it's not what we do. We may make suggestions, but it's not what we do. And what's really cool is one of our writer poets got incredibly inspired during the last onslaught, creativity boot camp, and she was chosen among many to have one of her poems featured in an upcoming publication. And she was invited to read her poem in person to a live audience in Ireland. Ireland, people, that's really, really cool. For people who are writers, there are so many writers that have come out of Ireland that are just amazing, and poets. And I don't know. For several of us, it seems like Ireland is almost kind of a writer's mecca. You know, there's just so many writers that have come out, incredible writers that have come out of Ireland. So to be invited to Ireland to read your poetry, it's kind of a big deal in our kind of creative world. And we all just said, you have to go. So we're all kind of living vicariously through her as she scrambles today to get her passport in time, and she's got her plane tickets, and it's just so very, very exciting. And she's going to get to meet some of the people that we've made friends with across the pond during this boot camp. And, so that's what happened to her. She got inspired. She started doing the work, and things started coming her way, and this was a biggie. And she's also had several other opportunities that she's been able to take advantage of, and it's been really fun to watch her evolution, and it's inspiring. It's inspiring me to write more, to keep at it, to grow in my own direction. I'm sorry, Casey had just posted in the chat room that she was chasing the dogs, which seems to happen a lot now that it's gotten a little warmer. They don't get quite as close to home. But anyway, like our fearless leader shared at the beginning of boot camp, the magic of the declaration is happening, and things are just, it's kind of crazy because the opportunities are popping up everywhere, not just in the salon, but on my regular Facebook feed, in my inbox, in articles that I read. It's just, everything is just nuts. And, I mean, nuts in a good way, but, you know. And, you know, some of them are beyond me creatively and fiscally. I'm just not in a position to take advantage of all of it. But so many of them are exactly what I need right now. And as scary as it is, I feel like I'm on the edge of this cliff. And, you know, when you stand on the edge of a cliff, you don't know if you're going to take flight or if you're going to fall. Those rocks look pretty darn sharp at the bottom. But, you know, I've been there before. I was there when I was trying to finish my first book, when I was ready to publish my first book. Yeah, but I wasn't ready. I realized now I wasn't ready, and I shied away from so much of the extra work I should have been doing. And the extra work I could have been doing, but apparently just wasn't ready for. I think I'm more ready now. I'm more willing to invest in myself. And, Anna's right. It is so hard to make that jump some days. And that's why it's great to have somebody who's there telling you they believe in you. And I love my husband dearly. And I'm so grateful that he believes in me. But, you know, he is my husband. So, you know, to hear other creatives say, yes, do it, make the jump, you know, it's really great to have that support system. And what it's given me is that I feel like I have more faith right now. I really do. And, you know, I've seen so many times in the past couple of years or so that if I just step out in faith, things happen. And that's kind of what I'm doing right now. And things are just happening, boom, 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 boom. And it gets a little overwhelming now and then because we're used to the onslaught of bad. Isn't that crazy? But when the onslaught of good comes, you're like, whoa, how did this happen? You know, it's crazy. But, you know, the divine has opened the way when I thought there wasn't a way. The divine has led me away from things that have kept me from what I truly believe is my path and has put me right on the path a couple of times with some crazy things like a creativity boot camp. And I'm grateful because it's helped me develop a clear vision of where I think I'm supposed to go and who I'm to be. And I'm even grateful for the things that kind of got in the way of that, because they help define it. They really, really do. And my vision has to do with the fact that I love helping people. I love talking to people. I love hanging with people. I'm a people person, in case you hadn't guessed. You know, I love helping people figure out what to do to improve their lives on a daily basis. Now, I am still first and foremost committed to my family. I have a couple of years before we're empty nesters. And, you know, but I can still have the vision. I can still move forward. It's really fun. And, you know, my husband assures me he can hold down the fort if I need to leave the fort for any reason. And that's good to know, too. And the other thing is that I'm getting this really clear vision of appreciating who I am and not telling anybody else they should be like me. Nobody like me. And that's okay, you know. I'm my own kind of weirdo. And I think everybody's their own kind of weirdo. And you know, if you're struggling, yeah, I'm that friend that's going to, like, give you the, well, how about you try this, or what about this, or what about this? And, you know, that's my personality type. And there are other people who are really good at holding space, but they're not good at pushing you forward. I'm pretty good at pushing you forward and pushing myself forward. And even when I really don't want to hear the truth, I always want to hear the truth. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I don't know. It's hard to explain, I guess, but that's just kind of who I am. And, you know, it's funny because as I go through all this, and I get this clearer vision, and I know the direction I'm supposed to go. I have these great intentions every day. You know, not one single day has looked like I thought it was going to. It just blows my mind how things just pop up. Good in many ways, challenging in some ways, but not undoable, you know, and lessons to be learned. And I have to say that, you know, everything's turning out fine. It really is. And I know other people are dealing with other things, and I've had my times when I was dealing with those other things. But right now, I'm in a fine mode. You know, even the dog barf, it's just an annoyance. You know, it's nothing huge. It's we're keeping the molehills, and that's a big deal, you know, I think in a lot of lives. It's just keep your molehills, not mountains. Don't turn them into mountains when they aren't. You know, my family is happy and healthy. I find blessings and challenges are there, you know, I find blessings in every day, and the challenges help me see the blessings. That's pretty much what happens. You know, I am really looking forward to a house without a dog barf smell, you know. What can I say? You know, and faith doesn't mean that that things always work out either. You know, I still have the doubts and I have the fears, but, you know, the faith wins out. But that doesn't mean I get everything I want. What it does help me with, though, is looking to learn from every situation. And I find the faster I try to learn something, the faster it seems to move on. I still haven't figured out what I'm supposed to learn from this whole dog bar thing. So still working on that. Maybe that's why it's hanging around. But anyway, every day seems to be exactly what I need, even when it isn't what I intended. And I know that sounds a little crazy sometimes, but I seem to be living the life I'm supposed to. At least it feels like that. And even when it isn't great, I'm still having fun along the way, which, I don't know, does it have to be great to be fun? I don't know. I think you have to learn to laugh at the challenges as much as you do the blessings. Because sometimes the challenges, you just look at them and go, really? That's the challenge of today? You know? Real quick story, I helped out a friend yesterday, and for the first time in 6 years, I did a morning drop-off at our local elementary school, and I want to tell you, people, you've not seen road rage like you see in the elementary school parking lot. I have to tell you that this is obviously a universal thing because there are people commenting from all over, probably not outside the United States, but in the U.S., oh, my goodness, it is such an issue of just getting people to do what they're supposed to in that line. And, you know, I could be pretty zen with it yesterday because it was, you know, like I said, first time in 6 years, it's almost 6 years that I've had to do it. And I'm looking at it going, man, something's never changed. Drop-off doesn't start. Used to start at 10 till 9, so that was 10 minutes early. So we sat there for a while, and I thought, I have 2 minutes to go, and I'll let him go. And all of a sudden, you know, somebody pulls in the circle and parks there, so nobody else can get around the circle. It was crazy. But, you know, it was just a blip on the day. It really was, and I laugh about it. But, you know, I kind of think I was supposed to be there just to see it and to realize that was such a big part of my life at one time, and now it really doesn't mean a whole lot to me. Letting the divine take the lead, it kind of sends you there. It sends you to these really crazy places sometimes, and, you know, I challenge you to do that. I challenge you to make that declaration and let the divine take the lead, and I will tell you, your life won't look anything like mine, but it'll look just like it's supposed to, and the journey really is a hoot. So I just got the 90-second warning, so I'm off to figure out this adventure we call life, and pretty much knowing that every moment I think I have it figured out, something else pops up to show me, oh, look, something else to learn. You know, moving around and moving forward, it's filled with challenges, hopefully giggles galore. It's completely worth the risk of making the declaration in the first place. And time for me to check out, so I am wishing you a fun-filled adventure full of amazing declarations until we meet again. As always, thanks for being you, and have a great week, and have a great day. Love you all. Bye-bye.